Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Mick.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Mick.
Hi, Gabby.
Okay, well, now that the formalities are out of the way, we can begin for the new year.
Joel, why are there instruments in the studio?
Well, remember last year when I said I'd make a new intro for this year?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot. So, Mick, I'll give you this bass. Gabby, if you could take the sticks and jump on the drums, and I'll play this axe, and everyone just yell out things. I can't see why that won't work.
What do we play?
Whatever feels right. Gabs, count us in.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park to India.
Just go for a swim, but like these.
Yeah, more day, meatball.
Testicles.
I'm pointing at the
corgi. Gabby, more.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, 2SER's number one recap of the Golden Globes red carpet. We'll be looking at some of this year's best and worst dressed, as well as looking at some shock frocks from previous years. Joel Kasem is my name, but I can't bring you all this information on my own, mostly because I don't want to. So let me introduce a couple of my own head turners. For the first time this year is a woman who's stepping down from her royal duties. It's Gabby Morris.
It's true.
Yeah.
I've handed the crown back. Actually, does she have a crown?
No, I don't think she gets a crown.
A crown? She gets a frown.
And also back. And also back for the 20. And also back for 2020 is a man who's got his own lovely pair of Golden Globes.
Testicles.
It's Mick Rath.
Hey. Thank you for commenting on my Golden Globes. I've been working on them in the summer. Bit of sun. You know, like you can bleach your asshole now. Well, you can also bleach
right now. That kind
balls,
of do it,
and then that's how they get golden.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Have you seen it?
I don't like. What are you
bleaching,
talking about? Every time
not bleaching,
we get together,
sunning you. I said bleaching, didn't I? I meant getting some sun on
you.
Anus.
Tanning your skin cells in trauma. So whether it's on your balls or not, just don't do it.
You're right, Gab.
I don't care if you bleach your asshole. That's fine. But
hey, great start. Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, it's good to be back.
2020.
Whew.
It's the year for Across the Park, because last year certainly
across
wasn't.
Across the hole.
The hole.
The hole what?
Oh, God. Oh.
Doesn't matter. It was your joke.
It was actually yours, and you're the one that did it, so I followed through with it.
I've moved on from talking about holes.
Well, welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
How was everyone's breaks?
Beautiful.
Yeah?
Lovely.
We've never had a break. That was our first official break from
radio.
Yeah,
it was good. I needed it.
It was very good.
Yeah, I was getting sick of seeing you guys every week. Like, oh, I need that break. I was all right. It's pretty quiet. It's been a weird, weird start of the year.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, it's sort of been a bit hectic.
Yeah.
Like, just in general life, right?
Yeah, it has. It's just like there's an overwhelming sense of, like, confusion and a bit sad and a bit like, don't really know what to do with life. You know?
Yeah.
No. With the current situation of Australia's on fire. So.
It's true. I mean, I felt that there's a mosquito. Mosquito?
Mosquito.
There's a mozzie in this studio.
It's the last one left.
Before the end of the show, I'm going to get it.
We'll get it before the end.
No, we should keep it alive because they're all dead. So we should probably keep something alive.
Yeah, true. No, but you are right. Like, to me, this year or last year, Christmas didn't even feel like Christmas. It just sort of happened and then was gone. I don't feel like it was like a proper. When everyone gets excited for Christmas and it's a whole big thing, it just felt wrong this year.
Yeah. We didn't even put up Christmas decorations this year.
Everyone keeps saying this year.
There was a sense of like, I felt as well, like, I don't really feel like celebrating or doing anything knowing that lots of people are going through a really difficult time. So it's like really hard to know what to. Like, you just feel a bit overwhelmed with what to do. You feel helpless.
Totally. And you know, my passion is music and I wanted, like, you know, write blogs again, get into that. But I feel like it's just so pointless. Like, I just feel like, oh, you know, why am I putting my time into something which doesn't really matter when there's a lot of other things that are more important, you know, like this march down at Town Hall today, you know, things like that. You want to get out there and make a difference instead of just doing things that maybe don't. But then, of course, they all do make a difference. They all do help. Everything helps. You can't not do anything, but it's just sort of hard to get motivated, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. But anyway, we're here. Have a good time.
Welcome back to this fun show.
We hope that Across the Park is one of those things you can end your week on a bit more relaxed, a bit happier. Like,
I killed the mosquito.
Oh, see ya.
I'm so sorry.
The one who said, don't kill it. Put it on air.
That's 1 billion and one animals died.
I think he just died because he was sick of listening to us.
Dear listener, please don't die.
Yes. One listener that we have.
Oh.
Okay, so yes, Mick was saying we just hope you can cheer up for a few, half an hour.
Well, we hope we can, make you smile at the end of the week. That's all.
So, we're back. What did you think of the intro?
Wait, how was your... Oh, you told us. Intro was good. Look, listen, I'm going to be honest.
No, go for it.
I think it's going to deter a few people with the heavy metal track behind it.
I know, the thing is like...
Well, we just made that up on the spot right now. I mean, we could have done anything.
Yeah, I think my drums are a bit heavy.
So you want to do another take?
I think it needs to be a lighter metal version, you know?
soft core metal.
The problem is I can't help but write like that. No matter when if I sit down to write a song, it just comes... It doesn't matter what I try. I could try and write like an orchestral song and there'll be some sort of heavy guitars in there. I can't help it. Like, I just can't help it. Even with that, like, I actually wrote that halfway through last year, I think, and then in the break, I was like, well, I'll go back to it, and because I had a few other ideas. I was like, I really like this one, so I'll work on it a bit more. It just got heavier and heavier. God damn it.
But no, you wrote that yourself, and I'm very impressed.
That's impressive.
We are. I mean, that's great. I love it. And I think it's good. We don't have to let it deter from the show. Everyone knows what this show's about.
Do they?
Of course. Just because it's got a heavy opening doesn't mean that they'll think, oh, this is a heavy metal.
I mean, to me,
show.
It's like two of my worst nightmares. It's like heavy metal and sport. So, you know, like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
That's why we love you here, Gav.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's not much I can do now. I worked really hard on it.
No. Everything else about it is wonderful.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. God, shit.
God, shit. Like, if you don't want me here, that's fine. But you want my honest opinion, I'll give it.
We always want your honest opinion, Gab.
All good.
Okay, cool. All right. I still hate cricket.
Well, we'll get to that soon. But before we do, it is 2020. Have we got any new segment ideas?
Well, you asked this during the week, Joel, and I got very conscientious and decided to make a big list for them.
Okay.
So I've got 5.
Wow, that's
how many
lot.
Have you guys got?
Well, I have...
One.
You got one?
Yeah.
I have technically 0, but I did have... Well, we were speaking about this off air.
Okay.
So the ATP tournament is on. We'll talk about why it's called the ATP in a minute as well. And there's that guy, world number 6, Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yeah, that's right.
So he was like, he got the shits about something. He was swinging his racket around, accidentally hit his dad.
That's right.
Then his mum yelled at him from the sideline. His dad is also his
multiple
coach.
Multiple levels of embarrassment.
There was so much going on. So the ideas that I had was like, for this year we could have, when's your mum yelled at you?
Love it.
When did you last crack the shits?
Oh, love that one. Every day.
When did you last hit your dad? So they're the 3 I came up with. Mick?
Wait, is this like a...
I love it.
I thought the segment was like something we did every week.
It is. It was a joke.
Oh.
It's not landed.
Gab being as honest as ever in 2020.
That's my new motto, my resolution.
What?
Don't be honest.
Give it, yeah. Give it how it is.
Okay.
Gab tells it how it is each week here and Across the Park.
That's actually quite a good idea. I like that.
Well, my first segment idea was actually something similar to that. And that each week...
When did you last hit your dad?
Come on. Each week, Gab and Mick, being me, will
talk... Joel's not involved.
We'll talk about two sides of an argument and try to win. Because, look, I think we have quite disparate views on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not always sport. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just like to be devil's advocate to each other.
Oh, yeah,
which is
definitely.
Very fun as well. Or you just like to make shit up and then I just say, I don't believe you. There is that. That was just one idea. Joel can just be the adjudicator.
No, what Joel can do is give us a topic.
Oh, yeah.
And he then decides what side we don't get to choose what side that we're arguing for.
Like a debate.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And
sounds like more work for me, but okay. Fine.
Sounds like fun for us.
We just turn up and make it up as we go along. Yeah. Sounds familiar. So that was one. Another one was a bit more sporty, seeing as though this is a sports show.
Is it?
Is it?
Yes, it is, guys.
Sounds like a heavy metal show to me.
We all pick a team. Like now, start of the year, we all go, all right, we're going to pick this
we
one
We do that
team.
Every time and nothing comes of it.
What do you mean?
We always do the tipping.
No, not tipping.
Oh, sorry.
We pick, it could be a local team. It could be like a national, international team. It could be like the most obscure team you can find in the world. And that is our team that we follow for the entire year.
I like that.
We'll give like an update each week. Maybe not every week, but every one person.
Every week.
Every other week or something. And we give a very serious update about how that club is traveling, what's been going on. Maybe reach out to them and get them involved. I don't know. That was just a little
idea.
That's a great idea.
I picked the Australian cricket team.
Really?
No.
No.
No, it has to be like a team that's...
I think it's something, the more obscure, the better.
But maybe it should be Australian.
Well, that'd be easy if we're going to chat to them at some point.
Yeah, probably better. Right. I was getting a little bit...
I love how we're doing our brainstorming ideas with
live
everyone. Like, if you've got ideas, please get in contact.
Well, this is what my list is all about. These are all ones...
Someone's idea is like, turn this shit off.
Yeah. Oh, someone's going to do that. I've got an idea. Off.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny, but no one else is going to hear it. But it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a second.
Good.
My third second. I'll keep going. I've got three more.
Keep going, please.
Third one is, we've talked about this a little bit last year, but it's basically involved in finding Joel a girlfriend.
I love this.
We simply just go about finding someone to match Joel up with maybe every week or two. And we line it up. Maybe we'll just get him in. I don't know. Once a month.
That is a fantastic idea.
We'll just get him in.
Yeah. Get him in.
It's
like a blind.
Full on blind date.
Blind date. Live on across the park.
And they can't see each other.
Oh, they're like,
and they just hear each other's voices, and they hear the answers
like
to the questions.
Match. Like perfect match.
I love this show across the Joel's heart.
Oh, if we had like we could do it
in both studios.
Next door. Yeah, and then like have a barrier between them.
This is a fantastic idea.
Asking questions of each other.
This is the worst idea you've ever had.
No, it's one of the awesome ones. nah. What? Nah, my other two are shit. All right.
Okay, come on.
My one is every week we come in and we talk, we give three facts around how shit cricket is. So, like, you have to think of three things that, like, you can think of that how shit cricket is.
That's a terrible segment.
Do we all have to think of something, or is it just you?
No, all of us.
But what if we don't think cricket is shit?
Like,
each week as well, did you say?
Each week.
And is this segment just called Cricket is Shit?
Yeah.
According to Gab.
Shit cricket. Shit
Sport
cricket.
According to Grab. Sport according to
I'll have
Gab.
Another think. That's one really good idea that I think most of our producers have agreed to run. So I'll think of some others. But I don't want to share them. But I want to tease. Like, I don't want to share them all with everyone. I think
Fair
that's,
enough.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What about you, Joel? What are your input here?
He already said.
I said my ones.
Hit your dad. Yeah. What the fuck?
the only other one I had was trying to get the audience to participate, but then I was worried that no one would participate.
I think that's a hugely bad idea.
It was more like getting them involved and then like
them.
Picking them.
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 Stretch.
them could be, it could be one person, it could be many.
Yeah, true.
All right.
All righty. Well, we'll get back to that. We'll get the producers
to look at
our ratings.
We'll brainstorm. We'll get together. We'll smash our heads against each other.
Yeah.
And then we'll come up with something.
Okay, cool.
Sounds like a game of
Maybe
rugby
by
league.
November will be good.
All right. So we've done all the content. Should we talk sport or anyone else want to bring up anything?
Nah.
No? All right then.
Sport!
Didn't make a new one of them.
Didn't need to.
No, I don't think so. That is quite a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So, in cricket,
Yes.
Are you joking? Yeah, okay. Here we go. The three shittest things about cricket.
No, it's not this segment. We're not doing that now.
When do these segments start?
Oh, I don't know.
Straight away? Are we starting them next
week?
No,
well, these are ideas. We've got to pick one or two that we want to do, like as a thing.
Okay.
I was just ideas. I was just chucking them out there.
Yeah, we've got to workshop this.
Or do we have to get people to give us replies? Maybe they can pick their favourite?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Them.
Dear listener, please contact us on
what is the best way to contact us?
We'll do a poll on Instagram.
Should we get Facebook going? Does anyone use Facebook anymore?
Nobody uses Facebook.
Gabby is so against Facebook.
I think we should actually get into TikTok. TikTok is...
No, it's China infiltrating the world. China controls
it. What are you talking about?
No, they do.
China's already infiltrated the world.
Well, this is their way of getting into everyone's phones.
Oh, cool. So they've got your face now. What are they going to do with it?
No, like actually getting all your details data. And content.
Facebook has all your data.
GPU. Oh, okay, but this is a Chinese company that's doing it and they're going to... Okay,
what?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
So.
Yes.
Cricket.
Australia destroyed New Zealand in the three test series here in Australia.
Woo.
After Pakistan came here and didn't put up much of a fight, New Zealand did the same.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, as a cricket fan, the three of us.
actually, I'd have to say something. I did try and watch cricket with my dad.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Over the Christmas break.
Bonding activity.
Yeah. And I really tried to explain, and we watched maybe like a couple of bowls, and it was just...
What do you mean a couple of bowls? Like, you didn't watch a few overs, like half a day, maybe a whole day, you know, just to sort of get into it. You watched a couple of bowls.
And I was just like, I think I'm going to go...
Is it over?
He's gone. He's storming out.
I'm done.
Oh, whoa. You just watch a couple of bowls. Like, it's... No? I don't even know. How long does an over go for?
Six. There's six balls in one over. You couldn't even get through one over. There's about 80 in a day.
Oh.
Overs.
Anyway, Joel.
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
As cricket fans, I feel like it was just, it kind of sucked a bit. No one really put up a fight.
No, but here's the thing. Australia haven't been great for like the last 4 or 5 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Smith's turning things around. He's been great, but... We used to be, like, dominating. We used to kill all the teams for, like, 5, 6 years there. No one could beat us.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, we've switched it on. We've had a really good series. We've won. Why are people complaining? We should be like, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's just, like, you don't want to watch someone get flogged. It's boring.
Yeah.
But it all goes round and round. Just like
no, but
climate
it's
change.
So, especially watching cricket as is, it's boring. And then watching someone getting flogged is boring. You know, like...
Not always. If the team you're going for is winning really well, you go, oh, I appreciate how well they're playing and I want to watch them play.
I appreciate this, but this is boring.
It's like if my team, the Parramatta Eels, was smashing everybody every week, I would be very happy and I would keep watching it as much as I could.
Yeah, that's a bit different though. Like this is, I don't know.
Is it?
How is that different?
It is true though. Like people do want a fight. They want,
they
want that cliffhanger. They want that like competition. That's the whole point, right? And it's funny, like, you can't, it's a really hard...
Oh, yeah, after a while, you don't want a team, like, I think South won, 11 years in a row or whatever it was?
No, that was St. George.
St. George, sorry.
Yeah.
And, like, you get to a point where you're just like, oh, they're going to win again. What's the point? And, I get it. You get to a point where you're like, nah,
it's
enough.
It's also pretty boring when you're in it and you're playing it. Like, I played soccer the other week and we won, like,
13-1.
13-1? Really?
And I was like, girls, I think we need to chill out. This is social soccer.
Or you're doing, like, massive high fives after every goal.
No, I was like, guys, like, seriously, like, I think this is, like, we need
this
to just...
It's not fair.
It's
guys.
Not fair. Like, it's not... It's
did you
not...
score an own goal to give them one? How did that work?
Did
you score
I let a goal in because
on purpose.
No, I don't think I did. Or maybe I did. Maybe I unconsciously did, you know? Like, I was like... Because you just... It's not...
Subconsciously.
Subconsciously.
Unconsciously. You were out. You were just out on the
That's
ground.
That's the first one of the year, unconsciously. Yes.
All right,
okay,
write that down.
I need to make a
one.
Bell for every saying that we do
every
wrong.
Saying, yeah. I mean, it's only me. Oh, no, you do a few. Mick does a few,
we'll
too.
We all do it. We all do it.
What I'm trying to say is that, like, when you're beating someone, it's not very fun.
Yes.
And I'm talking about sport, not beating.
When did you last hit your dad?
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, well, you've ruined everything I was going to talk about.
Oh.
Ross Taylor, though,
it was sort of the one shining light for New Zealand. He passed the all-time leading run scorer for New Zealand, which was Stephen Fleming's tally of 7,172 test runs.
There you go.
So he's gone past that.
Yeah.
And so now he holds the record for the
and
most
test runs. Another benefit of the season was watching these Kiwi fans come over here. They're so friendly, so excited. We've got massive crowds. Like, they beat the crowd for last year's India Boxing Day test match. Like, and they're just such nice people, Kiwis, aren't they?
Yeah, I just love them. Love them to bits.
So that was really nice. And I think now, because that was the first Boxing Day test match New Zealand had done in, like, ever?
Oh, no, it was 20 years, something stupid.
So now they're like, oh, actually, people are going to watch it. Like, maybe we should do it more often. So
I don't understand. So they literally have Christmas and then they would do it on Boxing Day.
Yep. If you're an Australian cricket team, you spend every Christmas while you're in the team in Melbourne with
the team.
Your team. And your family come.
The family are there.
They bring the family and the kids. They all have a big lunch and fancy stuff. But yeah, that's part of it.
That's like, a huge commitment.
So the one country that comes over here does the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's this whole big thing.
It's huge.
It's
Wait, do you mean the whole cricket team and their family have Christmas
in Melbourne
together, yeah.
Yep.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like for players like Steve Waugh, who are probably in the team for 15 years.
Yeah.
Santa run. Yeah, they probably do. Like the
massive Christmas tree.
The cricket board will probably give more presents and stuff for kids and whatnot.
Yeah. They would. They would for sure.
Yeah.
Well, so they're probably not eating like heaps of ham and drinking heaps of wine.
Well, they're playing the next day, so you know.
But pieces you know what I mean? Like, I can't even imagine.
Mm. It's a commitment. You
can't. Okay, so Manus Labuschagne was obviously the standout of the series.
Yes.
He scored a total of 896 runs in 5 tests. That is a lot.
That's
crazy. The most by any Australian ever in a season.
Even Shane Warne.
Shane Warne didn't score many runs, yeah.
But, I mean, most players are lucky to get 1,000 runs in a calendar year, and he just got them in 5 tests.
Yeah.
How long's the test?
Five days.
Five days. But
for now.
He didn't bat the whole 5 days.
Stupid amount of cricket.
They're talking about reducing it by 20%. How would you feel if one of your favourite sports they decide they're going to cut 20% out of the game?
If it's cricket?
Any game.
If it was your favourite sport. If it was your soccer game that you're playing.
It would be like 10 minutes then.
Okay. Anyway.
They're still getting paid the same amount, so.
Yeah.
Joe Burns, thoughts?
Dump him. But I just want Khawaja back. And he just never... He won't get back again, unfortunately. I really like Khawaja, and they dumped him, and Burns was in, and he didn't do much.
What about Matthew Wade?
Meh. But who else he got?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's Stoinis?
Yeah, I guess.
No marshes left.
No. okay, I had some stuff on. Do I have time? Nah. Yeah.
What stuff?
Let's move on to the next sport.
Okay.
Oh, it's BBL. It's still the same sport. Sydney Thunder spinner Chris Green's season is over after he was banned for 90 days because of his bowling action is illegal.
There you go.
There you go.
90 days.
Yeah, 90 days suspension.
What was he doing? Like a bloody baseball
he
peg?
Sort of like throws it. It's kind of weird.
It's like a... Yeah.
Yeah.
But how?
You can't bend the arm. The whole idea is you can't, like, swing the arm like that.
But how? Someone's been watching him train and bowl like that. How did he get?
Yeah. He got through, and then, I don't know.
Do you remember? Do you ever
that
remember,
is bizarre.
Well, we could talk about it forever, but there was a bowler from Sri Lanka who had a big issue with his bowling action for years, and everyone was saying it was illegal, and he's killing it. Like, he got more wickets than Warney.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sometimes a bit of a subjective thing.
Yeah.
You look at it and go, oh, it looks all right that time. Oh, no, it's not so good that time. Anyway.
And in other BBL news, on Wednesday, there were 2 hat-tricks bowled on the same
night. On the same night?
That was pretty weird. All right, tennis.
Oh, the ATP Cup. How good is it?
ATP Cup. So nice that they named it after us.
After us.
Isn't
that lovely?
Across the park.
We have a couple of weeks off, and Tennis Australia goes.
Love that sports show.
That multi-award winning sports show. We're going to give them our own tournament.
Yep. So there you go. ATP Cup. Organisers of the event have apologised to Moldova after accidentally playing the wrong national anthem before they played Belgium.
It's terrible.
I know. Actually, I think we can have a listen here. No, that's not it. That's not it.
Joel, that is literally going to be stuck in my head forever now.
Great work.
Come Matt, on. No, just kidding, I won't do it.
What?
Continue that song.
You can if you want.
It's so rude.
It really is, like,
it's
I listen
so
to
rude.
It again. It really is.
If someone put that as my national anthem, I'd be like, yeah, it is.
Wait, am I missing something? What is that? What was that?
You don't know that song?
No.
Can you play the whole thing?
No, it actually cuts out.
I don't know that song.
Should Nick, you're a music Jono. Yeah, you don't know one of the best hits of all time.
I missed it.
I'm not saying it out loud.
Play it off air, yeah. I think.
Okay. It's right. Very rude.
Okay. So that actually didn't happen. They played the Romanian anthem instead of the Moldovan anthem. Because they had the Romanian anthem up until like 1994, which is a long time ago. So I don't know how they stuffed that up.
Someone just hasn't Googled the recent history.
But surely, I wonder how that all works. Some like intern's like, can you deal with the anthems? And then he's just like, okay, I'll find it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. That's pretty much what happened.
Shit.
Anyway, so poor them. But did you guys see the doubles match between Australia and Great Britain yesterday?
Well, you asked that and I said no, but now I'm going to say yes, I saw it. But I saw the highlights.
Okay.
And
Nick was in it?
Yes. Nick?
Nick, I'm calling him by his first name.
It's all right. I got you.
Nick Krigios.
There you go.
How did you do that?
That was pretty good.
And
can you say his name?
Nick Kyrgios.
Kyrgios. Ah, oh, Nick Kyrgios.
It's not how you say it.
You sound so posh there.
I know.
Because you were trying.
Yeah, I was.
And Alex Demina, they won.
Diminor?
Sorry.
Oh, here we go. Here we bloody
Where's the
go.
Ding? We needed that ding. I'm just going to call him the demon. They won 6-3, 3-6, 16-18.
16-18.
The last, what do they call it, set? It's called a set,
It's
right?
a set, yes.
Was incredible. It just went on and on. And there was always like, so Australia were in front. They had match point. And then they lost it.
Oh,
and then
so Ray good. Britain just, that's a game.
And just kept going and going and going and going.
That's huge.
And then eventually.
16-18. Any aces?
Nick.
Well, there would have been potential for more. So but in doubles, there's not that many aces.
No, there isn't. It's a lot harder. But when
Nick Krigios
was serving, the other guys really struggled. Great Britain really struggled with his
serves. And the reason I'm asking about the aces is because Nick Krigios is donating $200 every time he gets an ace.
That's right.
And I think he's made like $5,000 already.
Yeah, and he's still the Australian Open account.
Yeah, so
lots of tennis.
Epic. And because of that sort of pledge, heaps more tennis players have come out and said, yeah, I'll do the same. I'm going to 250, 200 for every ace I do.
Yeah,
which is really good. And then it just kind of flowed on effect.
It's escalated. All different sports are doing it. It's fantastic.
Guys, guess what I got for Christmas?
What'd you get? You didn't ask me.
Oh. Tennis racket.
Really?
I'm obsessed with tennis.
Are you? I want to play tennis. I love playing tennis.
Tennis is so fun.
Yeah.
And I got some tennis balls.
Sorry, this should be a
segment. Us actually playing sport together. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, there you go. That's a segment.
Mm. Yeah. It's going to be hard for you too, but give it a crack.
No, I think we should have a three-way tennis match.
Oh, I'll be on my side, you two.
Our own ATP Olympics, where we all compete in sports.
Oh, yes!
And we all have to compete against each other.
Yeah, well, we still have to have a crack at underwater rugby.
Oh, yeah. We really want to do that soon.
Yeah.
So much to get to.
Yeah.
This year's going to be epic.
Really quickly, because we're almost out of time in soccer, Sam Kerr kicked off life as a Chelsea player with a victory. She helped her new side to a 3-1 win over Reading in their FA Women's
Almost got
league.
Smashed.
I'm going to follow Chelsea. I'm going to follow Sam Kerr and Chelsea. I love her.
She's great. And in A-League, Newcastle Jets sacked veteran manager Ernie Merrick on Monday. They're coming last. They've only won 2 of 11 matches this season, so I think that's going to happen. And that's it. Want to do a game?
Yep.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, do we? I don't know.
We don't have to.
Yep.
Yes, we do!
Is this just a carryover of games last year's games?
Pretty much.
How rude. It's 2020. Joel is fresh and new.
Yeah, I know. Look at his fresh haircut. He doesn't have a haircut, everyone.
No.
I did have a haircut.
Oh, did you?
Thanks for noticing.
Oh, okay. I was only joking.
Have you had a haircut?
Here.
That one there. That's rude. I cut that one there just this morning.
Oh, okay. Have you had a haircut, Gab?
No, I really need one. Okay. Does anyone know any good hairdressers?
I do. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Oh, fair.
I don't believe you.
We're playing that song to you.
Oh, Julia Gossett. It's a good one.
All right. So, which country came top of the medal? I may have done these already.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't matter. You won't remember.
2020 is
rehashing last year. Oh.
Which country came top of the medal table in the 2016 Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro?
Let's say China.
Think sports questions.
China?
United States.
Oh. And for Gabby?
Okay.
There you go.
I remember that.
Which country came top of the medal table at the 2018 Winter Olympic Games held in South Korea? This is a tough one.
Canada.
I actually didn't know this.
France.
Norway.
Okay, all right.
Skiing, they do.
Okay, all right.
It's bloody cold.
I get it. It's
all
cold.
All right. So, if this is the same question for a different year, I'm going to slap you.
Checkout, Okie, and Robin Hood are terms used in which sport?
Checkout, Okie.
Yeah.
Archery. That was a good guess.
Lawn bowls.
It's of course darts. Love a darts question.
Guys, there's actually a darts competition happening in Newtown, I believe, at a pub.
This could be part of our ATP Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Darts. As well. Perfect.
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show anyway.
Brilliant. Okay.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's the first week back.
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Them.
You.
You. Lovely.
You. Thank you.
You lovely souls.
Yeah, you're all great. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We've actually got 5 seconds.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Bye.